For the first time in more than three decades, the 7th Hamden District seat in the Massachusetts House of Representatives is up for grabs. Two contenders recently faced off in a debate, as New England Public Media's Alden Bourne reports.
Last winter, State Representative Thomas Petrolatti announced he would not seek another term. His district includes Ludlow and parts of Springfield, Chicopee, and Belchertown. Democrat Jake Oliveira and Republican Chip Harrington, both members of the Ludlow School Committee, hope to replace him. Harrington works for the Massachusetts Department of Correction and used to own a convenience store.
I ran a business for 14 years in this community. I'm the only one in this race that can look you in the eye and say that I know what it's like because I've been there as a small business owner.
In the debate, hosted by Ludlow Community Television, the 52-year-old Harrington then seemed to want to focus on the fact that his opponent is almost 20 years younger.
To go to the State House and just learn politics through a political science class doesn't really cut it. Real life experience does.
And talking about experience, I'm the only candidate right here in the last decade that has any experience in the legislature.
Oliveira said he interacts with Beacon Hill legislators regularly in his job working for the Council of Presidents of the Massachusetts State Universities. The two candidates agreed that economic development is a priority for the district, and both said they'd seek state money. But they sparred over where it would come from. Oliveira said he supported the Fair Share Amendment, which could be on the Massachusetts ballot in 2022 and would tax people on income above $1 million a year.
Chip, on the other hand, has made a pledge that he's not going to have any tax increases at the statewide level. Either you need to be honest about how you're actually going to pay for your investments that you talk about, or you tell people what you're going to cut.
I'm very proud to say that I'm not in favor of any new taxes. I'm very proud to say that.
Oliveira circled back and asked again how Harrington would fund new spending without raising taxes. Harrington said the money is there.
It's not a matter of there aren't enough funds being taken in by the state. It's a matter of how they're being allocated.
Harrington declined to be more specific than that. The two candidates did agree that Governor Charlie Baker was right to tap the state's rainy day fund during the pandemic and that the state has to adequately fund public education. According to the most recent state campaign finance reports, at the end of September, Harrington had more cash on hand, $20,000, compared to Oliveira's $13,000. For New England Public Media, I'm Alden Bourne.